Dave Samuelson argues agriculture is not the only sector that benefits from the trade agreement, even though the U.S. International Trade Commission says in a new report that agriculture and food would see the biggest proportional gains.
I think all of industry, like through a coalition we've got here, is carrying it and sees benefits, well, both from tariff reduction, which is mostly reflected in that ITC report, and a lot of better standards and trade rules.
Samuelson argues that the ITC analysis is heavily weighted towards tariff relief, which benefits agriculture more and also helps manufacturing.
I think the manufacturing also sees benefits. Again, you're looking at this report, which is, again, heavily focused on tariffs. But manufacturers, the National Association of Manufacturers, strongly in favor of the TPP agreement because they see an awful lot of benefits in it that really don't get reflected in the kind of economic analysis that the ITC reports do.